2006年度第2回実用英語技能検定準1級一次試験リスニングテスト。英語による指示文は2006年度第1回検定と同じですので、ここでは割愛してあります。では始めます。
What's the matter, Peggy? You look tired.
It's this new roommate of mine. Last night she was up till midnight watching television with the volume turned way up.
Sounds terrible. Didn't you ask her to turn it down?
No. I'm afraid if I complain, she'll want to move out. And I can't afford the rent by myself.
She sounds something like my college roommate. I'll tell you what you need. Earplugs. They work like magic. You can't hear a thing with them in.
Oh, yeah? I'll give that a try. Question. What will a woman do? Number 2. What happened to Ray? I haven't seen him for a while.
He quit his teaching job and opened up a restaurant in San Francisco.
You're kidding. What a switch. He's always been into teaching.
I know. It was all so sudden that I didn't even get the chance to say goodbye.
Question. What happened to Ray?
Number 3.
Why the sad look, Rick?
It's just that I was planning on going camping over midterm break, but Professor Jones gave us so much work to do. It looks like I'll have to hit the books instead.
Oh, that's too bad. You know, I told you his classes are really demanding.
Yes, yes, and I should have listened. Question. Why is the man unhappy? Number 4.
Hi, Ron. Why are you sitting there? Where's the new receptionist?
She called to say she'll be late.
Again? That's the third time since she started. What's her excuse now?
She said her babysitter hasn't turned up yet.
I know she has her problems, but it can't go on like this. I'll have to have a talk with her.
Please do. I'm tired of filling in. Question. What is the woman going to do?
Number 5. Ouch! I just got bitten again. Whose idea was it to come camping anyway?
Don't be like that, Janice. Try and open yourself up to the true beauty of nature.
No, thanks. Opening myself up to mosquitoes, flies, and ants isn't my idea of a good time.
Well, maybe you'll see things differently after a good night's sleep under the stars.
In this thin sleeping bag? On this hard earth? I seriously doubt that.
I didn't hear you complaining when I made dinner.
Dinner? I'm not even sure what that was. I was just too tired from hiking to complain. Question. What do we learn about the woman? Number 6.
Hey, Mom. I just got a letter from City University. They've accepted me for next year and also offered me a Dean's Scholarship.
That's fantastic, Jack. Congratulations.
The letter says I need to reply within 2 weeks.
But don't you still have applications being processed at other universities?
Yes, I do. But I don't expect to hear from them for at least another month. What if I decline City's offer and don't get offered another scholarship?
Well, it's a tough decision. It would be a shame to lose City's generous offer.
Yeah, I really have no idea what to do.
At least you've got some time to think about it. Question. What is the young man's problem?
Number 7.
Hello, my name is Jacobs, Helen Jacobs. I'm calling to inquire about my most recent phone bill, invoice number B7219. I think there's been a mistake.
I see. What exactly is the problem?
I was charged $170 for a call I made to France on September 17th.
Just a moment, Ms. Jacobs. Yes, that figure seems to be correct, given the length of the call. If you had joined our international calling plan, the charge would have been quite a bit less. Why don't you sign up now?
If I join now, will it apply to last month's bill?
Sorry, that won't be possible, but you will save money on future international calls. Question. What does the man suggest the woman do? Number 8. I heard you were going to the symphony tonight.
I was planning to, but when I got to the box office last night, the tickets were sold out.
You did know that Symphony Association members can reserve their seats before ticket sales open to the general public, didn't you?
No, actually. I didn't know that.
Well, the association rewards those who help fund its operations through their membership fees. It's a nice little bonus.
How can I join up?
You can do it online. I'll show you how. Question. What will the woman most likely do?
Number 9.
Oh, no. I have two meetings scheduled tomorrow at 2, and it's too late to change either of them.
Then you'll just have to miss one of them. Will that be a problem?
Unfortunately, yes. I have to give a presentation to a client at their office, and I want to bring up the issue of the budget at the department meeting. Why do I keep doing this?
Because you're just too busy. Your boss asks far too much of you.
I'm going to have to make some phone calls. Jack or Margaret will have to bring up the budget issue for me.
Question. What will the man do? Number 10. That was a pretty depressing play. The acting was okay, I guess, but I wish it had a happier ending.
Really? I loved it. It really touched me. And I thought the ending was rather positive. After all, the two main characters survived and were wiser from their experiences. Better yet, they were still in love.
Yeah, I see your point, but I prefer comedies. I like to leave the theater feeling better about life.
Well, I'll take serious drama any day of the week, but next time I'll take you to a comedy to make up for tonight.
Question. What do we learn about the man and woman?
Number 11. I'm sure glad that meeting is finally over.
Me too. The other parents didn't seem very friendly, did they?
Yeah, I noticed. Well, we did hear that the kind of parents who consider Cumberland High for their children are pretty snobbish. After all, it's an expensive private school.
Well, I guess their kids will be pretty much like they are. Plus, it'd be a struggle to keep up with that kind of tuition.
We'd get by, but I am worried about the kind of friends our son would have.
I totally agree, John. Perhaps we should consider a public school after all.
Question. What will the couple most likely do? Number 12. How are you getting along in your new job, Leslie?
I wish I could say great, but actually, it's a bit of a nightmare.
That doesn't sound too good. What's the problem?
Well, we're supposed to be a team, but the two designers I work with aren't on speaking terms, so everything takes longer than it should.
Why don't you go to the people higher up and tell them what's happening?
I don't think that would be very smart. Since I'm new, I'm just going to do what I'm told for the time being.
Question. What problem is Leslie having at work?
A. Georgetown's trolley. In Georgetown, Texas, some people hope introducing a trolley system will breathe fresh life into the town's historic downtown area. In order to attract more consumers, the town has recently started operating an old-fashioned trolley car made largely of wood and brass. Georgetown's trolley carries shoppers into the downtown area from a modern shopping mall on the outskirts of town. Shelley Hargrove, a downtown store manager, hopes that if all goes well, the service will expand to include a number of the town's historic sites and antique stores. She also believes the service could have an environmental benefit. If fewer people use their cars to get around downtown, it will result in cleaner air. Not everyone believes the plan will succeed. Tom Moriarty, a local businessman, questions whether shoppers who have been accustomed to the convenience of modern shopping malls will want to come to the historic city center.
Questions. Number 13. What is the main aim of the new trolley system? Number 14. Why does Tom Moriarty think the service may not succeed? B. Help for hospitals. Welcome to Medical Moments. This topic may be familiar to those of you who watch a lot of those TV hospital dramas. Life-saving medicine must often be injected into patients immediately, but precious minutes can be wasted as staff search for a vein. Enter a new vein-finding scanner, invented at Georgia Tech Medical School in the U.S. and currently being tested in hospitals. The handheld device uses a kind of ultrasound technology that tells medical staff when a vein is located. This helps save time in finding veins quickly and accurately. The scanner is especially useful for those whose veins are hard to find, for example, small children and people with weak blood flow. Ultimately, if the scanner progresses from trial model to operational model, it could become a real lifesaver.
Questions. Number 15. What is one benefit of the new scanner? Number 16. What is true about the scanner?
C. Planting trees. Trees are usually thought to be good for the environment. They are even referred to as the lungs of the planet because they take in carbon dioxide and produce oxygen. In the tropics, they trap water from clouds, increasing moisture and precipitation. Furthermore, their roots keep the soil stable and rich in nutrients. However, researchers at the University of Newcastle in England have found that the story is not as simple as this. In fact, trees can actually harm the water supply in dry areas with hardly any plant life and very little rain. With worldwide demand for water estimated to increase by 50% in the next 30 years, measures to improve the water supply are urgently needed. Compared with grass, trees lose more water through evaporation. So in some places, we need fewer trees, not more. In some parts of South Africa, for example, planting trees is against the law because of the very hot and dry climate there.
Questions. Number 17. What has research in England revealed? Number 18. What do we learn about South Africa? D. Dance yourself fit. Recent tests have revealed that a third of U.S. teenagers are seriously unfit. Low fitness levels can lead to obesity, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels. Now, schools in West Virginia have come up with an original way of tackling the problem. Surprisingly, they are turning to a video game, but this is unique because it requires dancing. The game will soon be used in all the state's public schools. Pupils aged 10 to 14 who do not like sports will be able to use the game as an option for getting exercise. Despite the costly price tag of $740, each school will be provided with a game console, two dance mats, and software. Professor Linda Carson of West Virginia University's School of Physical Education said children aged 10 to 14 are being targeted because it is during these years that lifelong attitudes toward exercise are formed.
Questions. Number 19. Why are schools in West Virginia using the video game? Number 20. Why are children between 10 and 14 years old being targeted?
E. The history of flight attendants. Many people don't know that the earliest flight attendants were men. The first airlines to offer commercial passenger flights, such as Boeing Air Transport, had only male staff. It wasn't until Ellen Church, a nurse who also wanted to fly, proposed to Boeing's personnel manager that women should be able to join the flight crews. Church argued that if there were nurses aboard, passengers would be less afraid to fly. She won the argument and was hired. A few years later, all of Boeing's flight attendant crews were female nurses. These days, the job of a flight attendant is often considered glamorous. In the early days, however, female flight attendants loaded luggage, transported fuel, and sometimes even pushed planes into the hangars at night. But their biggest achievement was in the service they provided. They made passengers feel more relaxed, and therefore safer, which encouraged people to fly more often.
Questions. Number 21. What led to the introduction of female flight attendants? Number 22. According to the speaker, what was surprising about the first female flight attendants? F. Cooking clean. Since ancient times, people have used biomass materials such as wood, charcoal, or animal waste as fuel for cooking. But this way of cooking can be bad for the environment and even dangerous to humans. Each year, about 1.6 million people in the developing world die from breathing poisonous smoke. NGOs in Asia and Africa are therefore now promoting a cleaner way to cook, solar cooking. This involves using boxes, called solar box cookers, that rely on sunlight, not fuel. Pots of food are placed inside the box, which is set facing the sun. The heat is then absorbed by a special black metal plate that transfers the heat to the pots. Unfortunately, the boxes can only be used during daylight hours, and cooking can be time-consuming, around 4 hours for a single meal. Given this fact, it may take some time to persuade people to use these solar cookers.
Questions. Number 23. What is the main advantage of the cooking boxes? Number 24. Why might it be difficult to get people to use the boxes?
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
Attention shoppers! To help you get your yard in shape after the long winter, we've reduced prices on all lawnmowers and weed trimmers. You'll find these items on aisle 10. Want to prepare your patio or deck for summer entertaining? Outdoor furniture is 15% off. Visit our showroom at the back of the store. For you gardeners, potted plants and flower seeds are 25% off, but they're going fast. Hurry to aisle 5. And now's the time to stock up on exterior paint. All brands are 30% off.
Come to aisle 8, next to the home decorating center.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 26.
Exhibits are divided by time period, style, and geographical region. Our special showing of pre-colonial African art occupies the main hall on the first floor, just behind the lobby. In the New East Wing, we have a traveling exhibit featuring paintings by Native American artists. Our permanent art collection occupies the upper floors of the building. Greek and Roman sculpture galleries are on the second floor. The third floor is the site of our ancient Chinese pottery exhibit. For those interested in photography, we have an extensive collection of landscape photographs in the fourth floor's main exhibit hall.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 27.
You've made excellent progress this last year. You've clearly taken significant steps toward transferring more responsibility to your staff. However, you're still missing some of your production deadlines, including a few that had serious consequences. I know you've been particularly overloaded these past few months, but you need to take the next step, which is prioritization. It appears to me you spend too much time on some tasks and neglect others that are far more important. At the beginning of each day, write down everything that needs to be done in order of importance. This could make a huge difference.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation in question number 28.
Hi, it's Terry. Something has come up at work, so I won't be able to make my flight out of Los Angeles today. I've booked another flight that leaves tomorrow and arrives in Dallas at 4:45 p.m. Rather than renting a car, I've decided to take a bus the rest of the way. With the time it takes to get my luggage and catch the bus, I probably won't arrive at the bus station downtown till 6:30 tomorrow evening. I'll call once I arrive in Dallas. But do you think you'll be free to pick me up around then? Thanks.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
K. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 29.
Welcome to Baxter College registration procedure. This morning, we will confirm whether we have your correct personal details, and then student ID cards will be issued. Registration is organized by majors, so go to the appropriate rooms as follows. Science students will be registered in the Science Building. Please go to Lecture Hall 3, where you will find further information. Law students should go to room 408 in this building, and education students to room 313 also in this building. Regardless of your major, all scholarship students should first go to room 330 in this building. Registration is from 10:30 to noon.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.